This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins in Boston, and we've got some wild weather in the works. WBUR's meteorologist is here to tell us what's in the offing. David Epstein, I guess just how wild the weather's going to get depends on what part of the state you're in. What are you seeing as the lay of the land?
That's right, Lisa, for sure. And along the coastline from Gloucester down through Boston, Plymouth, Cape Cod, we're looking at a windy rainstorm. And that is about it. So you're really going to have to go west of 495 to get into the snow and the significant snow. And it may even be the northern portions of Worcester County on into southern New Hampshire, interior portions of New Hampshire through Concord, Laconia, up through the interior portions of Maine. As you get to Sanford and the ski areas, that's where that 6 to 12, perhaps even as high in some of the ski areas as 18 inches of snow will fall. But this is not a Boston, southern New England event.
So a radical difference, though, between, say, central and western Massachusetts and Boston itself. And the totals you're looking at for the central part of the state, say, Fitchburg and west of that?
Yeah, so the Fitchburg area on up through the Route 2 corridor, and then as you head up to southern New Hampshire, that's where we're going to look for amounts building from, say, 4, 5, 6 inches, building up towards 8 to 12 inches the further north and west you go. There will be a little bit of a gradient here between, say, Worcester and southern portions of Vermont and New Hampshire.
And for the Boston area and along the coastline, just plain rain?
For the most part, plain rain. There may be a quick change to some snow right at the very end of the storm, late Thursday night, early Friday morning, and that could coat the ground in a few places. But east of 128, this is mostly a rain event.
And how much rain are you talking about? I mean, are we worried about flooding conditions potentially?
No, not at all. We're in a drought situation for sure, and we could use the rain. I would love to see 2, 3, 4 inches of rain, but that's just not going to be in the cards. We'll probably get about an inch of precipitation.
And when do you expect all of this is going to begin?
So the rain will begin to fall tomorrow afternoon and continue through the evening hours into the overnight before winding down in the wee hours of Friday morning. So that means the evening commute in the Boston area from the North Shore all the way through Metro West and down to Cape Cod and the islands will be slowed, not because of snow, but because of heavy rain.
Okay. And what about the holiday weather forecast?
So right now, the holiday weather forecast looks comfortably cold for the time of year. It does look like temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s for the final day of 2016. And as we usher in 2017, there may be a little bit of flurry or light snow activity, but right now, no big deal.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, thank you.
You're welcome.